It appears that as many as one in four beds within the nursing units are down, and you know this has happened in recent years too. And what it's down to is very simple. We have a lack of investment in nurses. At the moment, we have a recruitment embargo whereby when the HSE apply for positions and try to get them signed off on a national level, they're blocked. So basically, we have a situation where, you know, clearly in Buncrana we're down capacity. That means that there are people, and I know them in the community, who are looking to, you know, get a bed in the units to get that long-term care. The people in the unit want to provide it. They're desperate to give as much support as possible to the local community, but they're not getting positions signed off on. And of course, this has a big knock-on effect on the crisis at Letterkenny Hospital and the emergency department. So it's a beds crisis right across the health system in Donegal, we have.
And it's not just across the health system in Donegal. It is, as you say, the core of that issue is the recruitment embargo. And unless the HSC and Health Minister Simon Harris decide to lift that, this, I can only imagine, will continue.
No, absolutely. I mean, if you look right now in Donegal, from the major acute hospital at Letterkenny down to the community hospitals, right down to home care packages, the whole system has been held back due to the recruitment embargo that kicked in earlier this year. It's deeply cynical of the government, and it's deeply cynical of senior people in the HSE. They know what they're doing. To save money at this moment in time, to get the numbers to add up. They're strangling the health system. And of course, that's what leads to the crisis that presents, that bottlenecks at Letterkenny Emergency Department. It's deeply cruel. It's deeply cynical. It's also deeply unfair to existing staff. I mean, this, you know, on a regular basis, I am contacted by nurses, by doctors, by other personnel who are desperate with the pressure that they're under. Only in recent days, somebody confided in me working in Letterkenny Hospital about the desperate conditions that they're working in because of the recruitment embargo. And, you know, we're going to keep exposing it. We're going to keep calling out the minister and the government. And at some point, maybe they'll wake up and do what's right.